Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
7:10 on a Saturday morning, it's time once again to get those car care questions answered. If you have any kind of an issue with your car, your truck, your van, you're going to have to bring it in for service, your favorite dealer, your favorite shop. But you want to kind of know what could be ailing before you walk in that door. Why don't you call or text Dan Burns, who happens to be an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How has your week been since we spoke last?
Good. It's been a good. What a beautiful week it has been.
Oh, it really has been.
For starters, that doesn't have anything to do with the subject, but it has been a beautiful week. And it was a good busy week at work, and I worked a few days, and it was great.
Well, if you want to put Dan to work today answering any issues you may have with your vehicle, don't wait because Dan takes his leave about 7:45. So we don't have a whole lot of time to get it done. So call or text Dan. It's the same number for either. If you want to chat with him, great. If you want to just send him a text, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. So give us a call. Send us a text. And we'll get those car care questions answered, as Dan has done so many years here on WCCO. I was talking to my daughter, Angie, the other day and about her granddaughter, my granddaughter, Carly. She just recently got married, and she and Jacob, her husband, moved to St. Paul. And she wants to get, you know, their vehicle serviced regularly. And I thought, you know, what's really great, especially with a location like you guys have at Lloyd's, it's so neighborhood friendly. But I thought, you know, establishing a relationship with your dentist, your doctor, your lawyer, whoever the case may, you know, your grocer, whatever the case may be, it would apply just as much, maybe even more in some cases, to a shop like yours. Let them know you and you know them.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great idea, Denny. The auto repair business isn't something that you can shop well and do well over the internet. It you have to bring the vehicle in. It's a hands-on operation, and to have a relationship with the people that you're touching the car or that are touching your car, I think is a great idea. And honestly, that's how you're going to receive the best service, is if you pick a shop, talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, see where they go, see where they're happy, and then pick a shop and stick with it and, you know, get to know them, get to trust them, and they'll know and trust you, and you'll have a great relationship that'll last a lifetime, I hope.
No, absolutely. She's now going to be a neighbor, or at least living in St. Paul. It's a nice connection. Although you get people from all over the CCO land to visit Lloyd's, don't you?
Thankfully, they are willing to come a long ways and drive by a lot of shops to get to Lloyd's Automotive. And I hope it's worth it. I think it's worth it. But we're sure grateful for that.
Well, it's like any other thing. We hear, the cost of living is getting so crazy, whether it be groceries or what. But getting your car repaired is no exception. Prices do rise. So, I mean, getting vehicles repaired can be costly.
You know, I can think back to the olden days, Denny, of when I first started in business and what the labor rates were and how much an oil change costs. And you know, we'd have an oil change on sale for $9.95. And, that's unheard of anymore. And you're right. A car repair is a significant portion of the budget, and you need to respect it and you need to be careful about it.
What do you remember? You and I over the years have talked about, and we used to get calls from listeners about high mileage vehicles. I just turned over 800,000 or so, whatever. What do you remember cost wise of like an oil change or a new tire? Or of course, think about gasoline at 25 cents a gallon. I mean, what do you remember is like an oil? So let's pick on that. What was an oil change 25 years ago?
Well, I do remember that we would put them on sale, you know, to attract.
So let's pick on that. What was an oil change 25 years ago?
Well, I do remember that we would put them on sale, you know, to attract a new business. We would put them on sale for $9.95. And, you know, I think typically maybe for a total for an oil change, they would run around $20. That would probably be normal. I remember tire repair was $5 and, you know, just all sorts of things like that that we got used to. And now, if you can get an oil change, you know, if you have a vehicle that uses full synthetic oil and a fancy oil filter, an oil change can very easily be $100 nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. Absolutely. I was talking to another friend of mine about certain cars that don't have, and I mean, I remember I had one for a while that did not have a dipstick. He was looking all over his for a dipstick to check the oil, and you see that occasionally, don't you?
I see that quite a bit, and I'm old enough to. I still don't trust it.
No, I'm with you.
I want a dipstick. I want to be able to check it out, you know, to check the oil. But yeah, no, it's fine. They're great. They you can check the oil electronically. It's got a sending unit. In the oil pan, and it measures the oil for you and keeps track of it. And they're actually great because, you know, if the oil gets down over a quart, it will warn you on the dash that you need to add oil to the vehicle. So it's way better for the vehicle that it's electronic and that there's a warning light for it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But like I say, I'm still old-fashioned. I like the dipstick.
Yeah, me too. Are there any dipsticks in transmission? Remember you used to be able to check a transmission fluid?
Oh. Some still have them, yeah. Yeah, you know, Honda.
Oh, they do.
And some other ones I can still
All right, I tell you what, let's do this. I'm getting a signal here. Let's take a break. And be right back. If you have any kind of a car care question, now is your chance. Dan will be leaving us in a little less than a half hour, so don't wait if you have any kind of car problem. 651-461-9226. That's either for a phone call or a text message on CCO's Car Care Show. 57 degrees in the Twin Cities. We may hit 70 today, but by Friday, the daytime high may hit 48. 57 now. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the first day of October. We are in the midst of our car care show. If you have any kind of problems with your vehicle, you want to check in either by phone or by text with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, tell folks who don't know where Lloyd's is located there on Grand.
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll get you that number before Dan takes his leave, which is about 7:45 this morning. So don't wait if you have any kind of a car or a question, car, truck, or van. Call it in or text it in at our phone number, 651-461-9226. Dan, speaking of phones, let's get to them. We have callers. We have texters. Vern, I think, is first up. You're calling in from Bloomington. Vern, you're on CCO with Dan. What's your question, please?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've got an 08 Saturn View with a V6 all-wheel drive. I've got two issues. One is that when I refill my gas tank, I take the gas cap off and I fill it up, and then when I go to leave, it has a hard time starting. And also, I need a muffler, and nobody seems to have one.
Yeah, that's kind of the deal with Saturn a little bit. Their parts are getting a little trickier to get. I'll answer the second one first. If you need a muffler, there are universal mufflers and exhaust systems that are available, and they can actually be bent and shaped to fit your car. And so that can certainly be done. You can definitely get a muffler for your car. And after refilling your car and having a hard time restarting it, what's going on is there's a vent valve or a purge valve. I'm not sure which it is on that vehicle, but there's a valve anyway that's supposed to close so that it doesn't allow gas vapor back into the intake manifold. And it sounds like yours is not closing properly. And so what's happening is when you fill it up, both the gas vapors and perhaps even a little bit of raw fuel is getting up into that vacuum line and getting into the intake manifold. So when you go to start the vehicle, it's actually a little bit flooded. If you would give it half throttle or so while you're cranking it when you start it up after you get gas, I'm sure that you'll see that it would start much better. But you should bring that in and get that fixed. Tell that story, and they'll know right where to go to inspect that valve and see if it's not closing. And I'm sure that it's not. It's staying open, and that's why it's flooded when you're restarting.
All right. There you go, Vern. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy's calling us from Edina this morning. Nancy, good morning. What's your question for Dan?
Good morning. I have a 21 BMW X1. When I took it in for the annual oil change, which still just blows my mind for annual, they also said there was a recall on the software that would take about 3 to 4 hours to finish. It didn't take that long. But my question is, with the software updates, should I be worried about anything else? It's a 21, so I didn't think I had any issues.
Yeah, no, I would not worry about that. And actually, that's pretty normal and pretty common. And sometimes it has something significant to do with the engine or transmission or something like that. And sometimes it's very, very minor. What it is they built the car, they designed the car, they installed a software package. And over time, they've discovered that something about the vehicle is not quite right. And they're able to make a correction by simply adjusting the software. And there's a lot that they can do with adjusting the software. So that's what they're doing. They're taking care of the software to take care of a problem that perhaps has to do with emissions or timing or power or whatever. But whatever they're doing, it's a proven improvement, and you absolutely want them to go ahead and do that and make that better for you. So it's a good idea. There's nothing to worry about. I'm sure that it was free, and you will be glad that you had it done.
Excellent. All right. In a moment, we're going to check out that forecast, see what the forecast is for this coming week for the Twin Cities. Let's grab another phone call before we do that. Paul is calling in from Bryceland this morning. Paul, you're on CCO with Dan Burns. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have a 2018 Chevy Tahoe that the torque converter failed on it, and they replaced that. This would have been the end of August, and now the same noise has developed again, and I'm ready to take it back to the dealership. Do you think the rebuild failed, or were there, corrosion that floated around in the transmission, and I should be asking for a whole new transmission the second time around?
Well, you can ask for whatever you want. That's maybe a great idea, but I doubt if you'll get one. They've had trouble with their torque converters. That's a known problem with that vehicle. And I think just luck of the draw, they took out a bad torque converter out of your vehicle and put another bad one in. And I think probably if you have it done again, and if they're willing to do it again, then that should probably take care of it. So, I would certainly have that discussion with them, like, why did this fail again? And I'm sure that they've seen lots of this, and so they're experienced with it. Unfortunately for you, they're probably really good at it, and they know what's going on, and they'll tell you what the story is. And I think you can probably bet that this time around, they'll take care of it for you.
All right, good. Good luck with that, Paul. Thanks very much. Listen, hang on, Dan. We're going to be taking a break for weather. We have a few minutes left in the show. If you have any kind of a car care question, now is your chance to call or text Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive at 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here. Call or text Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive at 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the remaining minutes of our car care show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll get you his phone number before he leaves us here in a few minutes. Dan, we have callers, we have texters, so let's get back to it. I think Jerry, first up, you're calling in from Hugo this morning. Jerry, what is your question for Dan?
Yes, good morning, Dan. Question about a Ford F-150. It's a 2001. I bought it new. Has 128,000 miles on it, and I had an oil change Monday. Wheels were rotated, and I drove up to northern Minnesota, came back yesterday, dropped a friend off in Maplewood. Everything was fine when I got home to Hugo. There was a hot smell was coming from the rear end. I'm not sure if it was the brakes, or could it possibly be the rear end. It was the wheels. You could not hold your hands on the wheels. They were that hot.
Yeah, it sounds like for some reason the brakes might be staying partially applied if they're getting that hot. I can't imagine that you'd have a wheel bearing or something like that going on without hearing significant noise if it's getting that hot. So I think that you're on the right track, that it is something going on with the brakes, and you probably should bring that back and have that checked and see what's going on. What they're going to do is simply raise the vehicle up off the wheels and spin the wheels and see what's going on. If they're hanging up, that certainly will make it hot like that, and it needs to be taken care of right away.
Okay. Texter says this, Dan, we had our catalytic converter replaced. Now the engine light keeps coming back on. Any suggestions?
Well, if the catalytic converter was not replaced with a good quality catalytic converter, then the catalytic converter is not doing its job properly. There's a sensor in the front of the converter, and there's a sensor in the back of the converter, and they need the right inputs, or the catalytic converter is not cleaning the air efficiently, and that will turn on your check engine light. So if it, you can take it in and have it checked, have the codes checked. If the code is related to your catalytic converter, then the one that they put in probably isn't working properly.
Okay. This listener wants to know, how far back can I back a vehicle into the water when loading a boat? It's hard to know exactly how far back I can go exactly.
Well, if I'm working on your car, I would say only to where the tires touch the water. I see lots of people go in further than that. I don't like my brake job being submerged in water. So I would prefer if you didn't do that, although people do it all the time and it works. But if you can get your boat in and out of the water with only getting the rubber part of your tires wet, that's what's best for your vehicle.
Okay. Interesting question from a listener. It says, how does they want to know, you and your colleagues, or your other fellow mechanics, technicians, stay knowledgeable about new software technologies in the many different cars?
You know, if you were to come into Lloyd's Automotive and look down the length of the bays, you'll see that a good part of the day the technicians are at their computers studying and researching what they're working on and getting information and all of that. And that is certainly a big part of what fixing a car is today, And that's how, you know, exactly how we stay current. We get all of the information on the vehicles that we're working on. And of course, they're all related. We all have the basic knowledge that we need, but the specific knowledge that you need for a particular car, there's no way you can know it all. And so you have to trust on the information that's provided to us from professional websites, and that's how we fix cars.
Yeah, all the time. I think we have time for one more, Dan. The 2024 Transit brakes have been changed twice. Still has a grinding, has been to Ford twice. Still has a grinding sound after a couple of brake jobs.
Yeah, I don't know without, you know, seeing it and hearing it, but if it started with the first brake job and it's still happening with the second brake job, they're going to need to take another look at it, certainly. But one common thing that happens when we're doing a brake job working on cars is, you know, they've got some pretty tinny backing plates behind the brakes that protect them from debris and so forth. And they're not very significant. They're easy to bend a little bit. And sometimes when you bend them, they will rub against the brake rotor or something and make sometimes a pretty bad noise.
Hmm.
And so, you know, it could be as simple as something like that. But if the noise started with the brake job, I certainly would bring it back and have them take it for a ride and see what's going on.
Let's do one more quick one before we make way for Jack. 2020 Toyota Highlander would like to know if I have to use their gear lube for transfer case and rear end, can I get a regular synthetic gear lube at an auto shop?
Well, you do need to use a gear lube that is specifically made for that vehicle because there's additives in it that need to be in it. So the aftermarket does make many of those fluids, so you can find it. But no, you cannot just use a generic synthetic lubricant that is the right viscosity. You need to have the additive package that's a part of it originally from the manufacturer.
All right, Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll do that very thing. Dan, thank you so much. Have a good week, and let's talk next Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on 830 WCCO.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.